Stardust, featuring the dazzling clarinet of bandleader Artie Shaw, is one of the best-known songs of the 20th century. He recorded this version not with his big band, but with his small jazz group, the Gramercy Five, in 1954. Now Artie Shaw's life work has been collected on a 5-CD box set called Self-Portrait. Artie Shaw chose the songs, and some of his favorites are never-before-released air checks from live radio performances.
You know, when you go on the air, you were looser, freer. Playing in the studio was like putting your foot in cement. There's a record in this box set of song These Foolish Things. Well, this one has a cadenza at the end. A cadenza is a piece of music you make up on the spot at the end of a piece, and then the band comes in for the last chord. On These Foolish Things, I played a cadenza that was so wild, I don't know where it came from.
Artie Shaw began recording in 1936 and famously walked away from the business 18 years later while still a huge name. That he never played clarinet again only added to his mystique. He's 91 now, though you can't tell by looking at him. His home north of Los Angeles is piled high with his writings, his paintings, his gold records. The tune that made him a star, that knocked Benny Goodman off his perch as the king of swing, was Begin the Begin, which Artie Shaw recalls began quite casually.
I did a thing, an arrangement I'd made, a kind of parody version of Rudolph Frimmel's Indian Love Call. The tune, as I said, that Nelson Eddy used to bray into a little Jeanette McDonald's shell-like ear. Well, on the other side, I wanted a quiet, little, nice, melodic tune. So Begin the Begin came along. Well, to my surprise, everybody else's, it became the big record. It's sold by now, it's well over 20 million records.
In its day, it was like an instant hit,
In its day, it became such a hit that it superseded anything that any band had ever had. But it was the first time that a so-called swing band played something melodic and still gave it a beat. When I met Cole Porter, who wrote the song, he was happy to meet me. He said to meet his collaborator. And I asked him, does that include royalties, Mr. Porter? He said, no, smiled, said no. It didn't matter because I sold so many records it didn't make any difference. It's still selling.
With Begin the Begin, the serious jazz artist, the clarinet virtuoso, was transformed into a pop star. Darkly handsome with squealing jitterbuggers in the audience and glamour girls on his arm. Among the string of women he married were movie stars Lana Turner and Ava Gardner. It was a world, he insists, not of his choosing, but hard to resist.
You run into a party, and here's a woman comes up to you. She's the most beautiful creature you ever saw, Ava Gardner, and says, I like you, and why don't we get together? And what are you going to say, no? You have to be an idiot. She was an incredible creature. Lana, too. I didn't know that Lana was the so-called sweater girl.
Didn't you just marry her virtually the day you met her?
First night we met. It was a dare. It was like a game of chicken. Oh, you know, you wouldn't do it. Yes, you would. Yes, I would. Try me. Finally got married. Went out and got married. I went to bed with her. I didn't know who this was, a strange woman. She was a star, and I was a star. And neither of us were who we were. When the mask came off, who are you? So it was very odd. It was a strange life.
Artie Shaw was more at home in the jazz life. In the same 1938 recording session that launched Begin the Begin, Shaw recorded another tune called Any Old Time, featuring a little-known singer called Billie Holiday. He'd persuaded her to join his big band at a time when a black singer in a white band was shocking.
That was unheard of. So I knew that was going to be a kind of scandalous, but she was a good singer. So when I got her, I wrote that tune to welcome her into the band, to make her feel comfortable.
Any old time you want me, I am yours. For just the asking, darling, any old time you need me, I'll be there. With love that's lasting, darling,
Billie Holiday didn't last long in Artie Shaw's band. This was the 1930s. Artie Shaw, born Arthur Arshosky, hid his Jewishness behind an Anglo name to avoid prejudice. Breaking the color barrier was that much harder for the black musicians he put in his band. Shaw remembers canceling one tour of the South after club owners insisted that trumpeter Hot Lips Page sit 15 feet away from the rest of the band.
I said, what do you mean? He's going to sit on the stage in a chair with the music stand in front of him and the band over here and he's going to be 15 feet away? Yeah. I said, have they ever heard of time lag? On top of which, it's a ridiculous thing. Well, so we didn't do the tour. That's how bad it was in those days. You know, I mean, when I played hotels and Roy Eldridge, we'd finish playing, he'd blow up a storm, and that night everybody asked for his autograph. He's a big man on the job. Get finished, couldn't eat in the same place. He couldn't get in, wouldn't feed him. Roy got so pissed off about the whole thing of white people that he took it out on me one night. He pulled a knife on me. And I said to him, Roy, if I'm your enemy, who are your friends? And he started to cry. I put my arms around him. I said, you got to get out of here. I'm firing you. Go to Europe. You'll be a big guy there. He was, but he couldn't stand it.
When one looks back at old photographs, you look, you know, very glamorous. Of course, you're
handsome.
You mean
the young me?
Yeah, the younger
the young
you.
Stud.
And you look like a person not only at the center of the universe, but being very comfortable on top.
No, I was very uncomfortable. I played the role called Artie Shaw. People who asked me for autographs and so on, I said, I got out of the Artie Shaw business about 50 years ago. That's why I walked out. I walked out of the business at my peak. I quit.
Today, at his home, Artie Shaw says of all the reasons he's ever given for quitting music, the truest one is that he's a perfectionist and striving for perfection was killing him. But I couldn't resist asking, wouldn't he like to play the clarinet just one more time?
No. Look behind you. See that shelf there?
This shelf, back here.
That's the clarinet I used to use.
Really?
That's it. I have several others.
Yeah, but that's
but that was one that I made Stardust and whatever with. But it's just a piece of wood, you know, with holes in it. And they put these clumsy keys on it. And you're supposed to try to take that and manipulate it with throat muscles and chops and whatever and try to make something happen that never happened before. And when you do, you never forget it. It beats sex, it beats anything. When you hit something on the clarinet or any instrument, and you know that's absolutely as close to perfect as if you were God, you'd come closer. Very rarely can you say that. That cadenza at the end of these foolish things, that's it.
The box set of the complete Artie Shaw is titled Self-Portrait.